The following presentation is from North Pine Baptist Church. We trust that it will help you learn more about God and His message for the world. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.
Eastern religions, they're in pseudo-Christian religions. Lots of people wandering around thinking they're Christian, but the doctrines, they're just so full of rubbish. Random people around the place set themselves up as gods. Possessions can become gods for us. You know, the things that we own, the lovely home that is ours, the car that we drive, some of you drive, our possessions. Superstars of music, sport and film. In my youth, it was the Beatles and the Beach Boys. Yeah, there you go, I get some agreement. You know the Beatles? Do you know the original Beatles? Never mind. The Beatles and the Beach Boys. I used to love the Beach Boys. Used to love, you know, the songs that they sang, Wish We All Could Be California Girls, and all those. Now, I don't wish I could be a California girl, but yeah, that was one of the songs that I really liked, and lots of others that the Beach Boys used to sing. In the sporting field, you had fellas like Graham Langlands. You're going to say, who? Some of you will remember Graham Langlands. Yes, I see that hand. Graham Langlands, a great Australian fullback. Betty Cuthbert, surely. Yeah, Betty Cuthbert. She was a well-known sports person. And in film, Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, Rita Hayworth. No! You're pulling my leg. Some of them are no longer with us, unfortunately. Some are still remembered for their achievements. Some have faded into obscurity. Some were never known at all by some of us. But their influence and their popularity varied from time to time. Over the years it waned, ebbed and flowed, and they made lots of mistakes, they messed up, their popularity was here and then it was gone. There was only one man in history. Only one man in history who never made the mistakes that they did. He never messed up his life like they did. He didn't fade into obscurity like they did. His life will never be forgotten. And his name, which comes as no surprise, is there and it's there. His name is Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Saviour of the world, the one whom we've been worshipping today as we've sung, as we've even listened to announcements, we've been worshipping the King of Kings. Using his name, as I've got it up there today, as I think it's an acronym. I always get mixed up between acronyms and acrostics. That's one of the things that I could never get right, but I hope I'm right today. And there it is, J-E-S-U-S. And using the letters of his name today, I want to give us a short summary of our relationship with him. We're justified, we're empowered, we're saved, unchanging, and secure. And those things apply to either Jesus or ourselves or both. First of all, let's look at justified. We are justified. He is the justifier. We are saved. He is the Saviour. We are empowered. He is the empowerer. Our standing of sons, as sons and daughters of the living God, is unchanging as He is unchanging. We are secure in Him, the one who secured our salvation. So as I said, let's take a closer look at the letters of His name and see the benefits and the rewards with which we are blessed in Him. We're justified. Romans 3:28. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. That's a big one right there. Faith, not works. Faith, not works. Ephesians tells us the same. By grace, you're saved through faith and not works, lest any man should boast. Faith, not works, contrary to what other world religions would say. All the other world religions want us to do something, want us to achieve, want us to strive, want us to make sure that we're always pushing to reach something. Whereas we as Christians are so blessed. It's not words, it's faith alone. Grace and faith alone that saves. No amount of effort will do for those false religions that would try to get us off track. And Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God. I love peace. I don't like strife. I don't like being, you know, struggling and not knowing where I'm at, what I'm doing, where I belong. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a double benefit for us, not just justification, but also peace with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's look at the E. We're empowered. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you'll be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the world. The earth. The power of the Holy Spirit and the privilege of being His witnesses all over the world belongs to you and me. We may not travel all over the world, but in our neck of the woods, it's our privilege to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus. To be a witness is not a chore. It's not something that we need to look at with fear. It's not something that is a real bugbear in our lives. To be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ is a privilege, and it's something that we are empowered to do by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And in Romans 15:13 it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May He fill you with all joy and peace. There's a little acronym there in the word joy that I was taught as a kid. The joy that we as Christians have is beyond comprehension. But the little acronym in the joy was Jesus, then others, in yourself. And I reckon if we can practice that, then that joy will abound in us. If we put Jesus first and then we think of others before ourselves, then the joy will continue to abound in our lives. We abound in hope, not just a meager wish, but real and fulfilling hope. It's not that I just hope that one day I will see Jesus face to face. It is a sure and a certain hope. Here's a little saying that I found one time. It says, hope is a person and his name is Jesus. I really like that. Hope is a person and his name is Jesus. Our hope is in him and in him alone. No other hope will suffice. I can make all sorts of wishes and have all sorts of desires, but if my hope is not in Jesus, then they're all in vain. That's what the S. S standing for saved. At least in my world. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. I've already referred to it, but let me read it again. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. If we could work our way to salvation, where would be the benefit of that, really? If I could work my way into a relationship with Jesus, if I could work my way to heaven, where indeed is the benefit? Because it would all be me. It would all be my work. It would all be my effort. It would all be the things that I have done and the things that I continue to do. But that is not the case. We have been saved through faith. And it's not works so that I can't boast. How can I boast in the fact that Jesus saved me? Save in him alone. Boast in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're saved through faith by God's grace, and again, no works in our part or on our part are involved. If you want to add to this Acts 4:12, it's there. There is no salvation in death. Let me start that again. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. That's plain. It's clear. It's simple. There's one name, and one name alone, one person, and not only a person, but God, the Lord Jesus, in whom we put our trust, and through whom we are able to be saved, and indeed the only way that we can be saved. The U stands for unchanging. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Our Saviour Jesus never changes. It's a simple statement. It needs no embellishment. It's abundantly clear in what it says. It doesn't need any explanation. It's plain and simple. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he'll be the same forever. That's who he is. That's who we trust in. That's who we are worshipping today. That's who we have gathered to meet with. That's who we are able to walk with on a daily basis. That's who we can converse with as we get out of bed in the morning, as we go along the road driving the car, as we go to work, and as we go about our daily activities. We can converse with the Lord Jesus because he's here. He's never left and he never will. As well as this, there's Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do it, or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Or simply put, God doesn't lie like you and I do. God is not a liar. We can believe everything that he says. We can put our trust in him. We can lay our lives on the line and trust in what he says. You know, there was a time in my life when, as a young fella, I sort of played a bit at church. The kids at school thought, yeah, he's a Christian. And, you know, they would sort of heckle me now and then. But the reality was that I was trying to have it both ways, have life both ways, or, as they say, 50 cents each way. You know, a bit over here and a bit over there. But the reality is that never works, and it didn't work for me. God doesn't lie like we do. He doesn't need to repent like we do. He will always do what he says he will do, not like we do. God, his word is reliable 100% of the time. Finally, the final S in Jesus, I've got it standing for secure. Hebrews 13:5 tells us to make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Be satisfied. Be satisfied. We have all that we need. Maybe not all that we would want, but all that we need. Once again, the promise is that he will never leave you in the lurch. Have you ever been left in the lurch? Have you ever been relying on someone and they've let you down? Have you ever been the one on whom someone has relied and you have let them down? God is not like us. He will never leave you in the lurch. And 1 Thessalonians 5:24 tells us that faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. I remember when I was in Bible college back in the day, there was a young lady in my year, and she stood up to testify in chapel one day. Everyone had to do that. We had chapel every week, and one of the days was set aside for the students to give their testimony, and that was a bit scary, standing up in front of people you didn't know. You're a Bible college student, you know. Surely you don't have any flaws. Surely not. But we used to stand up and we talk about our lives. And I remember one of the girls stood up one day and she said, I struggled before I became a Christian. I used to sit in church every Sunday morning and night. Back in the day we used to have Sunday morning and Sunday night services. And she said, one night I was standing there and I really felt the need to go forward. Remember we used to have appeals. People used to walk forward and stand before God, before his people, and confess Jesus. She said, I didn't want to do it. But it was as if someone grabbed me by the scruff of the neck and tugged me out and helped me walk to the front. And her testimony from that point on was in this particular verse. Faithful is he who calls, and he will also bring it to pass. She found that she could trust him. She found that he was the only way to salvation. She found that Jesus was the only way that her life could be fulfilled and lived to the fullest. God is the one who calls. God is the one who is faithful. And God, who has promised that what he starts, he will finish. You, my friend, brothers, always be by your side. Father, we thank you so much for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus, who gave his life that we might live. May our lives be lived in such a way that you are glorified and honored. May you take us and use us for your glory every day of the week. May we be appreciative of who you are and what you mean to us. May our lives count for the kingdom of God. Pray in the lovely name of Jesus.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation from North Pine Baptist Church. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.